It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. Joining us now from Murray is Dave Winder, as promised. And Dave, good morning. How are things in Murray, Kentucky this morning?
Hey, doing great, Todd. Great to hear your voice. So things are well there in Princeton, and things are doing very well here in Murray this morning, and ready for a big racer week coming up.
Yeah, busy time here and busy time there at Murray State as well. And women's soccer in the semifinals of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament tonight. So, like we said, big things going on.
Yeah, you know, if you're a soccer fan, you'll want to tune in to ESPN Plus tonight, or this afternoon, actually. 3 o'clock, Missouri State and Northern Iowa in the first women's semifinal hosted by Valparaiso in Valparaiso, Indiana. And then at 6 o'clock, it's Murray State against the home team. Murray State was the 8th seed, and they are the only new conference member that still remains in the event. So they win tonight, they will go to the Sunday championship, and it'll be tough tonight. They're playing the number one seed, Valpo. But the Racers and Matt Lodge, they knocked off Drake. They beat SIU in double overtime with about a minute, inside of a minute before it was going to go to penalty kicks. And they're feeling good, and they're playing good.
Yeah, Murray State making itself known in the Missouri Valley Conference right away by making some noise in that women's soccer tournament.
Well, I think what we've seen in, and this is just my opinion, I think what we've seen in soccer and volleyball so far is that the Racers across the board in every sport are moving up a notch in the level of competition that you're going to be facing on a daily basis in the conference. And you've seen volleyball, they're sub 500 in their league right now, but they've had a couple of stretches where they've beaten the best teams in the league. And then soccer was kind of up and down as well. And then that all kind of changed when they went on the road about a month ago and beat Missouri State, the number one team on their home field. And I think what you've seen is both teams are adapting to the new level of competition they're facing. And I think everybody's going to take some bumps in the road. They're going to take some knockdowns as we go through our first school year in the Missouri Valley Conference. But then you also see teams rising up to meet that competition. And, you know, so far here in the fall, it's been a lot of fun watching that unfold. And we're going to see it in men's and women's basketball coming up, and then we'll see it in the spring as well.
Well, speaking of basketball, I noticed that Wednesday was Murray State Social Media Day on the Missouri Valley Conference Twitter, at Valley Hoops. So Murray State got some publicity that way, too.
I tell you what, the conference does a great job of promoting itself and the league members. I just really think they do a great job. And so yesterday was Murray State's day on Valley Hoops on Twitter. That's the official Twitter handle for Missouri Valley basketball. And so it was just a day of some interviews that they conducted during the media days about a month ago, and just some things about the Racers. And so if you, you know, everybody, including me, I'm kind of learning the new league just like the fans are. So it's been a great way as they featured schools every day. And you get to kind of learn who the coaches are, kind of what the history of the programs are, and how good they are right now. And so just really looking forward to it. Both Murray State basketball teams have played their exhibitions this week. On Tuesday night, the Murray State women defeated Bethel of Tennessee. I don't recall the score, but it was an easy win, of course. And then last night, the Murray State men took care of Brescia. I think it was 102-57, something like that. But I've never been a big fan of games that don't count, Todd. I don't like NFL preseason. I don't like spring training. I don't like exhibition games. I I want to get right to the games that count. And that's what the Racers are going to do Monday when they go up to St. Louis.
Well, a lot of our local listeners will no doubt remember Kenny White from Madisonville North Hopkins, and he had 14 points in the exhibition win last night, and not the first time that you guys have gotten a Madisonville North Hopkins former star on the Racers.
You know, that's something I'm wanting to look into, Todd. When is the last time that Murray State men's basketball had a player of Kenny White's stature on the team? And I mean somebody who can start, who can be a big part of the team. I'm going to have to go back and look back because I think it's been a while. Kenny White is a great young man, and on the basketball floor, he has a skill set that not a lot of people have. He's 6'7", he's 225, and I think as he grows and gets stronger and develops his confidence, he could shoot the three. He reminds me a lot of the ability of K.J. Williams, who could also, he kind of developed into a three-point shooter on low volume. I don't know if Kenny needs to take eight to ten of them a game, but he certainly can stretch the floor and make other teams have to respect him out there. And then his rebounding ability, I think, is only going to get better and better too. So just great to have him on the team. Great to have a Kentucky kid being a big part of the team.
Yeah, we remember him well when he was with the Maroons. And unfortunately, you know, they had that senior class all set up, and I think, you know, had a great chance to make a deep run after winning the second region championship, maybe making a deep run at the Sweet 16. Unfortunately, that was the COVID year, and the tournament got canceled. So we'll never know exactly how good Kenny White's senior team over at Madisonville was going to be.
Yeah, I'd heard stories about that, and that's just one of the unfortunate things of what we all had to go through. If you remember, that spring, the OVC was the, I think, wasn't it the only tournament that was able to get a champion?
That might be right,
Belmont.
Yeah.
That was Belmont, and then they didn't get to go to the NCAA tournament that spring. So, I'm kind of glad all that's past us, brother.
Well, looking at the story from last night's exhibition win, I was surprised to find out that this is actually the 25th season of basketball at the CFSB Center.
You know, it's interesting because when you walk into the arena right now, you wouldn't say, hey, this place is old. 25 years is a long time for a basketball arena, but it is. It's 25 years old this season. It opened in 1998, the fall of 98. Coach DeVester Anderson was the head coach for the Racers, and the first game was against Southern Illinois, whose head coach at the time was Bruce Weber. And since then, you could just go down the list since the early 2000s. Mick Cronin and Billy Kennedy, and then Steve Prohm and Matt McMahon, and then back to Steve Prohm as our head coach. So we're celebrating the 25th year. I think the building is still a great place to watch a basketball game, although I think the time is coming here very soon when we're going to be doing some renovations to the arena to kind of update it. And, of course, as you know, it's still the home of the Region 1 Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament in March, too, and it's a great place to have it.
Yeah, I remember when it was opened as the Regional Special Events Center, and, of course, I still have fond memories of Racer Arena, but there's no doubt that the new arena is a great place to go watch basketball.
Well, I've had a lot of good moments there, but I would say if you had to pin me down right now, what's one of the greatest moments that immediately comes to mind in that arena would have to be the night that Dick Vitale and Dave O'Brien came to broadcast the game for the Racers against St. Mary's of California. That was in 11-12, and Murray State was the final undefeated team in the country at 23-0. That was an amazing day to have Dick Vitale right there in Murray State's arena broadcasting a basketball game. And that was a lot of fun. And then I think back just to some of the other stuff that's happened in there. To me, probably the greatest musical act to ever appear in the CFSB Center as far as the size of the production was Zac Brown Band. They were in there maybe 5 years ago, and they brought in 16 tractor-trailer loads of equipment to set up their stage, and that was pushing the building in all ways. But and then all the commencements, the graduations for Murray State, Murray High School, Callaway County High School, it just continues to be a great building for our community, not only Murray State. And then it's open every morning, most mornings, for walkers. So you can come in, especially when it's cold, and get a good walk inside where it's nice and warm. So it remains to be just a great place.
Well, going from basketball to football, a big win for the Racers on homecoming weekend last Saturday.
You know, we get so busy, Todd, that we don't have much time to go back and review things and enjoy them over again. Man, homecoming last week was just fantastic. We were so thankful that the rain held off until later Saturday night. We had our largest homecoming crowd ever. It's just over 15,000 people. And, you know, Tent City was all fired up inside the stadium, and it was a big-time atmosphere. And then the Racers went out, fell behind Tennessee State 3-0, and then scored 19 unanswered points to win it 19-3 for their first win of the season. And got an open Saturday this weekend. And then a week from Saturday, they host Robert Morris, FCS team out of Pittsburgh. And then it's over to SEMO to end up the season. So Dean Hood's team has had some tough luck this season, but they still have a chance here to go 3-8. And that sounds a lot better than where they were 2 weeks ago.
Well, and there was a great picture on GoRacers.com of a Racer touchdown from that game. So I didn't catch who took it, but some nice photography work there.
That was taken by Dr. David Eaton, who is the dean of the business department at Murray State.
Yeah,
David
nice shot.
Has done some great photography for Murray State and both high schools here in Murray, and continues to be a great asset to the university. And if you look at the men's and women's basketball posters that we have, he was also the guy who took all those pictures. So, I'll tell him that you complimented him on that. That was a picture of Cortez Jones basically flying into the end zone on a leap, you know, late in the ball game to put the game away, actually.
Yeah, that was a good one. You guys have Hall of Fame events coming up next weekend and some big names coming up in that.
Yeah, Hall of Fame is a week from tomorrow. The dinner is a week from tomorrow. As a matter of fact, fans that are listening, you've got until I think Monday night when the clock strikes midnight and it turns to Tuesday, the online dinner, the dinner online thing to purchase tickets will be closed up. So you've got until Monday to get your Hall of Fame tickets, and it's going to be a great class. We thought all along that Mike Cherry and Reggie Swinton, two NFL guys that played for Houston Nutt in the 90s, should go in together, and I'm really excited that that is going to happen. We've also got Paul King from Murray State men's basketball, who played late 80s, early 90s for Steve Newton. He was the first player to win four straight championships, and actually already has his number 30 retired at Murray State. Melissa Spencer, who was a multiple tennis player of the year, is going in. Jessica Twaddle from softball, she's a first-time ballot inductee. Michelle Winning, who played basketball late 80s, early 90s. And then Diane Woodside from the Bahamas, who was a multi-talented track and field star, also in the 80s. And then our Call of Distinction pick is Cheryl Whitaker, who had, I think, worked for seven different men's basketball coaches in her career as administrative assistant. And I think she worked for maybe five athletic directors. So she's going into the Hall of Fame, too.
We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. And, Dave, did you get to watch the no-hitter last night? Are you watching Astros and Phillies?
Well, I'm an interested observer. I root for a good series. I root for a seven-game series. But that last night was spectacular. It's amazing the the punches that the Phillies and Astros are trading right now. And it's just, man, it's a lot of fun to watch. So I'm looking forward to, I think game five is tonight, correct?
Yes. I think that's right.
Tonight on Fox at 7 o'clock. So yeah, I've been tuned in. I'm not into it as much as I would if the Cardinals were in it, but I'm a baseball fan and I'm a National League guy. So I'm rooting for the Phillies.
Well, it almost feels like two National League teams though.
Well, it's kind of weird because, you know, wasn't there a time there where Milwaukee was in the American League?
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Houston was in the National League, and now it's flipped, and it's almost like conference realignment. It just takes you many, many years to get used to Nebraska being in the Big Ten. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, and for our Cardinals, a disappointing exit, but a fantastic season. It looks like some big changes, though, coming for St. Louis moving forward now.
Well, I didn't see Mike Maddux leaving or getting the exit or Jeff Albert, the hitting coach. I just didn't see that stuff coming. So, but that's the great thing about Cardinal baseball. Following the off-season stuff is almost as fun as when the games start being played, as they try to position themselves for the next season to come. I don't guess I told you, but my brother and I, we were at Busch Stadium for game one. I don't know what day that was.
Yeah, I think it was a Friday. I can't remember which day because we were on our way to Fort Campbell for Caldwell County Tiger football. So I got to listen to the end of that game on the radio.
We had great seats. We were just, if you drew a line from the foul line from third base to home plate, then just go straight up into they call it the infield pavilion. My brother and I were there, had a big old nacho thing, and it was a perfect day, Todd, until the ninth inning.
It was set up perfectly.
You're just watching it, and you're just going, "What in the world is going on here?" But that's the way the games go. That's why we play. You just never know what's going to happen. And if anybody would have told me Helsley cannot close out the ninth, I would have laughed at him. But that's exactly what happened. And then, you know, Edmund probably should have gotten one out with the ball hit to him. Arenado should have gotten an out with the ball hit to him. And then a couple of walks and yada, 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 you're going home.
Yeah, like they say,
or you're
baseball.
Going down 1-0, and then you're going home the
yeah.
next day.
So. That tough in a really short series to overcome that kind of collapse late in the game. But, again, I thought it was a great season.
In a best of three, you just can't do that. And I tell you what, though, I do like the new playoff system. I felt like that first round, instead of just playing like one game, winner take all, it was almost like a college baseball super regional where one team's the home team, the other team comes in, they play best out of three. And credit to Phillies, they got it done, and look at them now. They're trying to win a World Series.
It's all about getting hot at the right time, and the Phillies jumped on that bandwagon.
Yeah, that's the second time the Cardinals have been victimized by the Cinderella.
Yeah.
It was the Washington Nationals a few years before that. But the Cardinals have been that team before, too. So you just got to catch it at the right time.
Hey, Dave, we appreciate you coming on this morning. Always appreciate you joining us on the Sideline Report, and good luck to the Racers today and throughout the rest of the fall and getting ready for basketball.
All right, Todd, we'll catch up very soon. Have a great day.
That's Dave Winder from Murray State University. Stay with us. More on the Sideline Report coming up after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hancock's Neighborhood Market. Take the short drive to Cadiz and pick up all your favorites. They love their Princeton people.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast today, sunny skies, a high near 77 degrees, mostly clear skies tonight, low 52, 80 and sunshine on Friday, 70% chance of rain on Saturday with a high 68. Once again, our forecast today, sunshine with a high near 77.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs.
Visit Trice Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Hi, this is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit H&R AgriPower, your local Kubota dealer, for a demo today.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Take a test drive at your Kubota dealer. H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
At First Southern National Bank, we believe in your future. We also know that you want to prepare now so your family is ready for opportunities when they arrive. We make it our priority to provide simple savings solutions to make that possible. Begin your savings journey now by opening an account online at fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We appreciate Dave Winder for coming on from Murray State University and updating us on racer sports. Joining us now in the studio, Caldwell County Youth Incorporated President Dwight Meeks. Also, Caldwell County Lady Tiger Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell is with us. And first of all, Dwight, we'll start with you. And big things happening this weekend out at Tiger Stadium.
Wow. Yes, Todd. You know, you said earlier, of course, the ball game tonight for the big Tigers.
Yeah, Friday night.
And then, of course, then we go into Junior Pro Saturday, and that's the big tournament. It's the third and fourth, and the fifth and sixth play. We have six games slated for Saturday, and then your championship round for Sunday, and then cheerleading competition divides it right there. They're right in the middle. So it's going to be 2 days of football, and if you love football, please come out and watch us. Hey, our third and fourth, we're going to start it off at 9 o'clock that morning. And if they win, then they will play at 3 o'clock. They'll play the head seed of that division. Fifth and sixth, they're going to play at 1:30, and if they win, then they are already in the championship round. So we're hoping to see two Caldwell County teams in that championship round Sunday.
Well, and hosting the Junior Pro Jamboree is a pretty big undertaking.
Well, this is my first year to do this, and it may be my last. I'm not sure. What hair I had is grayer and falling out, and Chuck, you don't say anything about that over there, okay?
So, believe me.
But no, it is. This is a for everybody. Trigg, Crittenden, and Union and Webster. This is your money maker. This is how you support your program. This is how you're able to buy helmets and pants and shirts and shoulder pads. And I'm gonna tell you that is getting higher every year. So. This is how we make our money. This is how we support our program. So we're looking forward to holding it, and it'll be another 4 or 5 years before we hold this again.
Yeah, both of you guys have coached, so how has the season kind of gone for the junior pro teams?
Well, the third and fourth, I think we ended up at 2-6, and fifth and sixth was 500, 4-4. So, but I tell you, every game I've seen it getting better for both teams. So, and I'm not just blowing smoke. I really believe we have a chance to get into the championship round for both teams, really do.
Yeah. Chuck, what was kind of your thoughts on the junior pro football season?
Well, I think that I'm like Dwight, the team has gotten better. Both teams have gotten better over the duration of the season. The players are starting to figure it out. They know who their competition is now going into the Jamboree, so they know what to expect. And I swear, I'm like Dwight, they have gotten better every game. Good things are going to happen with them.
Yeah, Dwight, do we know how many people are going to show up for this Junior Pro Jamboree? I know the cheer competition always brings out a huge crowd.
Well, normally it's really crowded. Now, of course, we've got some rain coming. That could damper stuff a little bit. But normally it's a big day. Both sides are usually crowded. So we're expecting a big crowd.
The Jamboree, like you mentioned earlier, kind of rotates through the communities. And how many communities are in the league at this point? We had to adjust a little bit, you know, before COVID, we had two teams in each league, and we've had to kind of adjust that just a little bit.
Well, you have five teams, Caldwell and Webster, Union, Crittenden, and Trigg. And there's been some talk maybe expanding that next year. We'll just see about that, you know. But, you know, this is a big deal. It really is. It's a big deal. And, of course, the kids, the winning team brings home a ring. And the second-place team has a medal. Of course, there's a traveling trophy and that goes every year with that and for both grades. So it's a big time. You know, last year we, the third and fourth, and Chuck and myself were very fortunate to be help coaching that team. We have a banner still up in the coaches' room of our league winning banner and stuff like that. And I'd love to put another banner up again this year. You know,
we have that trophy this year for that team, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, it is. And the kids, I'm like Chuck, they're starting to understand a whole lot now. Some of those kids, wait a minute, what do you mean block inside? What do you mean take him outside? They're catching it now. They're actually coming back to the huddle during practice and saying, hey, listen, you know, we've got to do this. So they're actually telling our coaches, we need to adjust this and that. That's good.
They're the best coaches on the field. Yeah, kids
that's
are.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we mentioned a big high school game on Friday, the playoff game against McLean County. And then, Chuck, I would think if you were a youngster, that's a big deal to get out there on that same field the next day and get to play football.
Yeah, you know, you're wearing that jersey on Fridays, and high school guys are, and then they play in a big playoff game. These kids that are playing junior pro football, they're wearing their jerseys at the game on Friday night, and they're down in the end zones and they're watching. I'm telling you, it's a very addictive. I love football. I'm a football guy. I mean, you know, to be a basketball coach, I'm a football guy, and it's an excitement that the kids love when they get out there. It's like if they're playing basketball, league basketball, and they come out and they get to sit on the bench with the high school team. They love that stuff. That's what develops your program.
Well, and for the high school team, what a turnaround to their season this year.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Coach Barnes, I told everybody, I said, Coach Barnes had this thing figured out. And they thought I was stupid, but he's a really good coach. Coach Riley does a great job. They're a great coaching staff. Coach Young, they have a great coaching staff. And they really stuck in there and put it together, and the kids turned it around.
Yeah. You know, at one point, I wasn't really sure when we were going to get a win or if we might get to the playoffs or whatever, but we went into last week, and I felt pretty good about that Trigg County game, and now this week going into McLean County, I feel pretty good about that game.
I feel real good about that game. I've done a little research on them. I love to watch tape and look at stats and stuff, and you can't, you know, it's all on paper, but I like our odds tonight.
So Junior Pro Jamboree coming up this weekend, right after the Tiger playoff game Friday night out at Tiger Stadium. Dwight, at what point do you guys transition from football into youth basketball?
Well, Todd, that's going on right now. We've already took sign-ups. We haven't picked the teams yet, but actually there was a little practice this week for the boys and the girls who are not participating in football and cheerleading. They actually practice a little bit. I think Misty is picking teams next week. So those boys that's going to play basketball, they're not going to get any time off. They're going to jump right into it.
Well, while we've got you here, tell us about any improvements and anything going on out at the Ratliff Park Complex.
Well, you know, we're always trying to improve out there. And, And I think you should.
Yeah.
I think you should always, every year, try to improve something. We've took Settle Field, and which we had that with grass, and that was it really looked pretty from the road, and at times it was really pretty to play on. But at times, that thing, even though it looked pretty from the road, it wasn't so easy to play on, was it, Chuck?
It was not.
But after looking at it, we decided, you know, the girls don't play on the grass. So that was just a boys' field. That's all it was. So why don't you get rid of the grass and have boys and girls both can play on that field? So that we've done that. It really looks nice. We've added another row of bleachers there. And then from there, we went over to the Tilly Field, and we made that field a little bit wider and added extra dirt. A big shout-out to Go Green for that. They took care of that work. They done great. We've cut some tree limbs. We've cut some tree limbs back. We're just getting stuff put up for the winter, and, hey, we'll be ready to go next summer. I don't think there's any – thing we're actually going to have to really, you know, a lot of times we stress, Todd, you know, we got to get this done, we got to get this done before. I think we're going to have everything ready to go. I really do.
Sounds like everything is going great then.
Well, for right now, but you know, there's always something that can happen. Always something that can happen, yes.
Well, and you mentioned the new bleachers. I think the Youth Incorporated Board is becoming experts at putting in bleachers. And
well, we have two experts on that, and the rest of us are gophers.
We're like sidewalk supervisors.
Yes, we are.
We just kind of watch and hand tools.
We know the right people to get.
Yes.
And then we have the extra help.
In the studio with us this morning, Caldwell County Youth Incorporated President Dwight Meeks, Caldwell County Lady Tiger Basketball Head Coach Chuck Mitchell is with us, and Chuck, you guys are getting ready to start the season. It's hard to believe, but it's right here.
Yeah, we're fired up. We got about 14 kids right now, maybe 15. We are practicing every day. We're getting ready. We open up. We had a scrimmage game on the 12th of November, which is next Saturday, at our place. So we're excited. The kids are excited to see somebody else because, you know, how that goes after a while. You beat up on each other. So we're excited about it.
Just two seniors for you this year?
Yeah, A.J. Hollowell and Presley McKinney. Two seniors that have I've been here – this is my fourth year, and they were freshmen coming in, and they've really – I've seen them grow from kids to young ladies, and they are really – they're really going to have to carry us this year. But we got some younger kids, too. We got Ja'Kiah Copeland, who's a junior. You know, she's going to come in and play a lot. Nyla Sykes has really come on strong. She's grown a little bit. She's so athletic. She's going to be – we got two eighth graders that I'm really excited about. We got actually four eighth graders, but these two are going to play a lot of varsity. And, you know, that's Medlin Thomas is definitely going to be there, and Tink Clark is definitely going to be there. They're playing good middle school basketball. They're practicing with us, so they're basketballing it out right now.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with playing young kids if they can play.
Yeah, they're strong enough and they're big enough and they compete. They did it this summer. When we went to Transy, I thought going to Transy would build some good bonding. It did, and I've been having a clinic for the last 5 weeks. Last week was our last Saturday, and all the girls have been showing up to help. We all eat together after it's over, and so that's building some good team bonding. So I like where we're at right now.
Seventh district looked like it's going to be tough this year, though.
Man.
Madisonville, Hopkins Central, which one do you pick?
I mean, it's just going to be a toss-up between those guys. You just got to go in there and see if you can scare somebody and make something happen.
Yeah. Now, in the second region, can anybody take down Henderson County? Or
you know, I don't. They're just so strong. They're well coached. They got good players that play a lot. Play just about year round. So, you know, I think it's going to be up. You know, I like Crittenden's team. I like Shannon's team's going to be strong. Lyon County is going to be strong again. They got some good young kids. Like you say, Hopkins Central and Madisonville. I mean, you know, you never know what Christian County is going to bring to the table. So, Webster. So, you got to play the game. But they are, on paper, probably the team to beat.
I know one event coming up that you really like is the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, December 22nd and 23rd. Is this the best field yet for that thing?
I think so, especially since I've been here. I love this tournament. I could sit there and watch basketball and just eat it up. And it's just if you love basketball, you got to come to this and see some of the talent that Torrey brings to this tournament. It is unbelievably good. And you know, we're actually going to play the girls are going to play Biggersville, Mississippi this year, and I think they won their state championship last year.
Yeah, Class A state champs.
So we're going to play them, and wanted the girls to see different kinds of teams. But it's going to be on both sides. Christian County's coming to it, girls, and Lyon County girls, and then us in Biggersville. So it's going to be exciting. But these boys' teams that Torrey brings in, high flyers.
Yeah.
High flyers.
Well, and you guys have a tournament post-Christmas, too, right? You're going to Murray, so you'll have the pre-Christmas tournament and the post-Christmas
tournament.
Yeah,
we're going to Murray, playing the Murray Bank. And, you know, I wanted to do something a little different this year since we were playing the West Kentucky Hoops Classic early. And, you know, we're going to open up with Tillman, and Murray and Todd County are in our bracket. Clarksville's there, Mayfield, Muhlenberg, and Livingston's there. So we're excited. We're going to do some different things this year and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, how do you kind of see the season playing out? What's kind of the goals this year?
Well, you know, we want to, you know, of course, we're going to come in the underdog. We're young, and we want teams to overlook us. We're working hard. We're doing some different things in practice. We're changing some things in with our defenses, and we're just managing our defenses to the talent we have right now. So our goals are, of course, always to be 500 or better. And always try to be right there in that championship game in the district tournament. Try to get to the region and see what happens. In the Class A, we got a tough draw. We're playing Crittenden County, but you got to beat them all to get there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to get by that first round in the Class A. That's one of our goals, and it's very possible.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Well, can't wait for the season to get going. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Dwight, good luck this weekend with the West Kentucky Junior Pro Jamboree out here at Tiger Stadium. I know it takes a lot of folks to try to pull that off.
Todd, we've got a lot of good people that's going to help us, stepped in and volunteered. Hey, if you'd like to help, and I haven't asked you yet, give me a call. Be glad to put you in there somewhere. Again, I want to tell you, it starts at 9 o'clock that morning. It'll end Saturday around 4:30. Well, that's the last game slated for 4:30. And then we'll pick up Sunday at 2 o'clock. And then at 3:30, the cheerleaders will do their competition, and then we'll pick right back up at 5 o'clock for the 5th and 6th championship game, and then we'll be out of there.
Right. Appreciate you guys coming in today. Yeah. Who you got in the World Series?
Well, I'm a Phillies man. It's not looking too good right now.
Well, it's what, 2-2, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but still.
Tough one last night.
Astros are playing good.
Yeah.
Astros are playing good.
Yeah, Chuck, which team do you
think? Really, they're two National League teams to me.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You know, they're two National League teams. I think we're winner-winner either way, but I like the Phillies as well.
All right. Appreciate you guys coming in today.
Right.
Good luck with the Junior Pro Jamboree. And, Chuck, good luck with basketball.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
That's Lady Tiger head coach Chuck Mitchell, Caldwell County Youth Incorporated President Dwight Meeks. Appreciate them coming in on the show this morning. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report, but back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Lance Stallings inviting you to look to us for your next pre-owned vehicle. Our family provides great vehicles at a great price. Come see why we were voted best used car dealer in the best of Western Kentucky.
From the Weather Edge Weather Center, sunny skies today and tomorrow. Today's high 77, tomorrow's high up to 80 degrees. Tonight mostly clear, low down to 52. On Saturday, looks like a 70% chance of rain with a high 68 degrees. Once again, our forecast today, sunshine with a high near 77.
Need cash fast? Contact ABC Finance now.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and for many, this can be a financially stressful time of year.
Don't spend the season worrying about the impending holiday expenses. Visit ABC Finance.
This is Savannah Seymour at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville location.
We can help you spend the holiday season making memories with family and friends instead of stressing over finances.
At ABC Finance, we provide loans up to $15,000.
We are locally owned and staffed, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome.
You can even give us a call, and we will take your application over the phone.
Or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Our commitment is to make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free. We can even consolidate all loans into one easy payment. For more information and for great money and credit tips, like ABC Finance on Facebook.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Ready to brave the challenge? Need a kickstart to your career in criminal justice? The Kentucky State Penitentiary is seeking motivated individuals who are up for the challenge, hiring correctional officers in Eddyville at the state's only maximum security correctional institution. Applicants must be a high school graduate or have GED, 20 years of age, drug screening testing, and background checks required. Apply online, Facebook, or at careers.ky.gov, or call 270-388-2211, extension 253. Kentucky State Penitentiary, an equal opportunity employer, male, female, disabled.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for joining us today. Appreciate Dave Winder calling in from Murray State University. Also, thanks to Kaua County Youth Incorporated President Dwight Meeks for coming by, and Lady Tiger basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell also stopping by on the Sideline Report this morning. Big football game coming up Friday night at Tiger Stadium. The Tigers hosting the McLean County Cougars in the first round of the playoffs. As we mentioned when we came on the air this morning, the Tigers looking for their first win in the playoffs since 2018. Tigers finished the regular season last week with a big 139 bowl win over Trigg County, 19-0. Want to congratulate our award winners from that game. The Athletic Center Play of the Game went to both Logan Chambliss and Gus Fox. The Big Boys Barbershop Quick Cut went to Jameis Carnahan. Three winners for the Coleman Auto Parts Catch of the Game, Xavier Bumpus, Gus Fox, and Logan Chambliss. The Parker Eye Care Eye on the Tiger Award went to Cole Sherrill. And our C3 Electric Lineman of the Game, Daniel Laurent. Again, the Tigers knocking off the Trigg County Wildcats 19-0 in the annual 139 Bowl at Tiger Stadium. The Tigers now 10-0. In that bowl contest. It's McLean County this Friday night. We'll have all the action for you right here on WPKY. Playoff time across the Commonwealth. Tigers and Cougars out here at Tiger Stadium. 7 o'clock kickoff. Our coverage Friday begins at 5:30 with your Sports Edge Football Friday right here on WPKY. And once again, the West Kentucky Junior Pro Football Jamboree going on both Saturday and Sunday at Tiger Stadium. Six games on tap on Saturday, and then the two championship games and the cheer competition Sunday afternoon at Tiger Stadium. That's going to wrap us up for this Thursday morning on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.